Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Colossians chapter 1, reading from verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. The title of our message is The Firstborn of God. He says that he is the firstborn of every creature, who Christ Jesus, that by him all things were created, both visible and invisible, both things in heaven and on earth, were created by Christ. That he is before all things means he precedes all things. And that's what the scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 1. Reading from verse 1 to verse 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Said, before there was light, God said, let there be light. God spoke the light into existence, that his word precedes all creation, every creature. And that before it will manifest, God spoke it. And that word God said is his firstborn. And that's why he said, by him all things were created. Both visible, that's both things that are on earth, and invisible things in heaven. We're created by the spoken word of God, that God spoke. Moses, his servant, told the Israelites, reminded them that he called you to Mount Sinai and so that he would speak to you. And that you heard the voice of his word and discovered that God speaks like men. That you heard the voice of his word. And the scripture is saying to us that that's how he created. He said, let there be light. And there was light. And that this word of God is the image of the invisible God. He is the expression of God. He is the one that we can see and deal with. That God is a spirit. And that he's the only begotten son. The only born of God, who Jesus Christ is the one that declares him, that no one has seen God at any time, and no one will ever see God. That it is his firstborn, which is the image of his person, declares him. Show him to us that this God created, who is the creator, he says the word. That it is the word of God that created. When he says in the beginning, God created, he says by his word. That's what John the Apostle said and wrote in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He's telling you all that the Word is God, the Creator. He creates. Where is that Word he gave us to us in the Bible? It is the same one that spoke to man. Spoke to his servants, the prophets and the apostles. And then he moved them to write the scriptures. That no one part of this Bible came privately. That holy men spoke and wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That eternal spirit which we just read, that he moved in the beginning. Upon the face of the waters, and he speak. Because he's a speaking spirit. He talks. That he's not dead. It's not an imagination. So that's why he say when the spirit moved, there was word. If he had just passed, not word, then it would not be anything we can deal with. But he says that he spoke. That it is only when he spoke before things manifested. That when the spirit moved and he didn't speak, nothing will happen. And therefore, it is that word that is the doer. That is the creator whom he wants us to deal with. Whom he wants us to relate with. Want us to relate with his word. Than any other is falsehood. That's why I say, don't believe every spirit. Believe the spirit that talks. Where is his talk? He says in the Bible that he that has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Every word he spoke is written. Therefore, he says, take heed to this sure word of prophecy. That you do well when you take heed to his word. That it is the same God that spoke in the beginning, is the same God that gave us the scripture. That is why his servant, Apostle Paul, wrote this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Reading from verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That the very God, the great and terrible God that spoke in Genesis and said, let there be light. He said that God has given us light, the light of his word, the revelation of his word. That we may see the glory of God in the face of his word. We may see the creator, the apostle said. He sent his spirit into our hearts so that we can know his son. We may know this Jesus Christ, that we preach Christ, ourselves, his servant. Apostle Paul is writing that we are servants of Christ. We are preaching Christ unto you, that the God who spoke in the beginning is whom we are preaching. And that God gave us his word in writing, that we may know him, the only true God, and his word whom he sent. That he sent his word to heal us and deliver us from confusion, from our destructions. So that the wrath of God will not be upon us. That he that has the Son has everlasting life. But he that has not the Son of God, is that the wrath of God abided upon such one. There's only one that can remove the wrath of God from us. His Son, his word. That when we take to his Son, we have made peace with God. That the word of God is the Son of the invisible God. And that it is him we are preaching, the apostle said. He said, if this gospel is hid, it's hid to those who are lost. Who are lost to the purpose of God. Who are lost to the truth of God. not knowing that God is a spirit. You can only deal with him through his word. That's why I say they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is that spirit? The words. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are living. He came to the boat of Peter, and then they had fished all night. They couldn't catch a single fish. He said to Peter, cast the net in the water. Peter said, we fish all night, we didn't catch anything. But he said, at your word, I will let down the net. And so he obeyed the word of Jesus Christ. The scripture says that when they put the net in the water, the catch was so great, the net break, and they called for other ship to help them. How did he do it? By his word. The God that said, let the dry land come out of the water, is the Lord Jesus, the only speaker, the Lord, that's his name. And that God was in the man Christ Jesus speaking to Peter, which God, the Word, was in Christ. He is the Word that was made flesh, that we beheld his glory, the apostle said. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That the Word of God was made human in the person of Christ. And he went about doing good. He said, let down the net. And this God by whom all things are possible. That's why I say, with God all things are possible. He is the Lord. And so he's saying to us that the God they created in the beginning, created by his word. The fishes they caught did not exist anywhere. He is in his word. He manifested by the word. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That God spoke and it was done, saith the psalmist. That this word of God is the firstborn of God. What proceeded out of God. Say, that word that is gone out of my mouth cannot return back void. It must do what I say. It cannot be changed. It's programmed to perform. And that's why God is saying to us, let this word enter you. Then your life will be programmed according to the word of God. He will do you good. That he it is that both we and do of his good pleasure in you. That is, if you open your heart and receive him. He says, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That you will enjoy the benefit of Christ when you know that God is preaching the Holy Bible to us. That it is the God of the Bible that created in the beginning. There is not any other creator than this word of God. And that this word is power. He's the doer. All others are liars. That it is he that spoke. He said that's how things manifested. That's how creation come into existence. Every other person is enjoying that fullness. That's why he said, of whose fullness have we received grace for grace. That he is the one that charts the course of our life, the course of creation. And that it is he that created in the beginning. It is he that is controlling. He said, by him all things consist. It is him that is coming. That what is to unfold in the world to come, the newness of the world that is coming, is going to come out of Christ, out of the word of God. He said, they be ignorant. The world is ignorant, not knowing that God is in himself. He's in the word. That all things come into being through the word of God. And so they are saying, how is it going to happen? Where is it going to come from? He says, it's not coming from anywhere. It's coming from God. That when he say, it happens. And that the word that is to come will come by his voice, by his sound. That the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout of God, with the trumpet of God. And the dead shall get up. That's not a lie. That's not any manipulation. Where is that God in the Holy Bible? He said, let the spirit of the scripture enter you. He said, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall give you life on that day. He will raise you up. That it is this word. Jesus said, eat me, drink me. That except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life of God in you. that I am the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. That it is this word he is saying to us, that this is the firstborn of God. See Revelation chapter 3, what is said to the church of the Laodiceans. Revelation chapter 3, reading from verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Who is talking? It say he, the faithful witness that witnessed all creation, because he is the creator. He did it. He knows what he did. He sent the message to them. He says, saith he, the beginning of the creation of God, is the firstborn of God. He said, right. That's why we have the scriptures. That it is the beginning himself. Who? The word. That is the beginning of the creation of God. He is the creator. That created all things, said by him, God created all things. He is God. God is a title. He said that God is the word, which we have in the Bible. That this word which we have was written when he commanded his servants to write. He spoke to them. Men heard the word of the creator that commanded the light to shine in the darkness in the beginning. The apostle said that we had this word of life, that the word of life was manifested unto us. And he said, right, so we are preaching him. And that it is him that caused the light to shine in our heart, the apostle said. We don't know his son. He is the one that now shined the heart into our heart, the life of his son. That's why he said the entrance of his word into your heart gives light and gives understanding to the simple. That we did not know whom this creator is or was until he shined the light of his son into our heart. He opened our understanding that we might understand the Holy Scriptures. That the Holy Scriptures is the word of God. That by the Holy Scriptures he created. Through the Holy Scriptures, he is going to bring a new. Therefore, he gave him to us ahead of time. So that we take heed to this word. That when we take to this scripture, then he will bring us into that new word. Through what? Through the word. That is why he says, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, then you are in order. That there is nothing else God wants us to receive than his word. He says, as many as receive him, he gives them power. Who gives that power? The power of God. The word is the power. Christ is the power of God. And so he said that he is the beginning of the creation of God. I can say you. He said, buy of me, God tried in fire. He said, I am that good. I am that treasure of God. That you say you are rich, you say you are miserable. Receive me. And you am standing at the door of your heart, knocking. Who is knocking? The word. We can see God. God is speaking to us through the scriptures. He said the scripture says he's knocking at the door of our heart. We should receive his testimony. He cannot lie. That he is the true witness. He is that true witness. See Revelation 4. Revelation chapter 4. In verse 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. He said he created all things. Who? The word. that they bow down unto him. He is the King eternal, the King immortal, the King invisible, who the Word, that he 24 elders fell down before him, saying, thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. That's why he said, praise the Lord. Praise the Word of God. Oh, he's beautiful. He's our maker. He created us, the Edda said. We are made by him and for him. Don't forget that we are his house, the house of Christ. Which house you are? Did you say, no, you know that you're the temple of the Spirit of God through Christ? That he gave this word. Who? The Holy Spirit, that the Word of God dwells in you. You become his house, his temple on earth. Then you become his. You're bought with a price. Who paid the price? God. Through what? Through his word. That's what he spent. That is the expenditure. He gave his word, that he so loved the word that he gave the Holy Bible. And whosoever receive him is bought with an eternal price. That it is this one we are to worship. Do you see where, whom we should worship? Only the Lord, the written word of God, shall you worship. He is the Lord. Whom we are to bow to. He says at his name every knee should bow. And every tongue should confess that Jesus, the word of God, is Lord. To the glory of the Father that gave him to us. That God gave us his only begotten Son, his firstborn. And he says, receive him. That anyone who receive him has received me, saith the Father. Anyone that believes in my word, believe in me that sent him. Who is the Savior? He says, my word. When you have him, you are saved. He is your preserver. It is him that he says he gives the right that has joined hand with Christ. Who is the inheritor? Christ. How do we become heir of God? Through him. That when we receive him, he now gives us the power to become children of God. That we are to receive him. We are to have him. In our heart, in our soul, in our mind, that we should bow to the word of God. We should not be stubborn. Say, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the temptation. They locked the door of their hearts. They did not take to the scriptures that was preached to them in the wilderness. That this word we have in the Bible was preached to men in the wilderness. They did not receive him. Because of that, they perish. That he is our life, whom God gave to us. Jesus is our life. He is the living. By him, God operates. He said, because I live, you shall live as well. Who is the living? Said the word of God is living. That is the living. That's why this earth is called the land of the living, because he's here. The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. They go to other planets, they can find life. What is that life? The word is here. That's why he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The trees praise him. That he commanded, it was done. Where is this God? He says, his word. He's not dead. He spoke to Saul of Tarsus on the way to Damascus and said, Saul, so why are you persecuting me? Why are you fighting those that are testifying of me? He is not dead. He is living. That the world will hear this great speaker. This terrible God who says that he's worthy of the cedars of Lebanon. He is powerful. He says thunderous. That who can stand in his days. He is silent, but he says he will speak again. He will come out from the eternity again and speak and break the silence. But he said, before then, take to his word, because it is this word that is coming. This is the voice of his word. That if it's in you, you will not run from him. Like a lion, the little baby doesn't run from the mother, because the sound of the voice in it. that if you have the sand of God in you, you will not run from him, because you are born again by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Then you become a child of God, a child of this speaker. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You will not be afraid because you have received him. He's in you. But he said, because Adam rejected him, Adam went to hide himself because he's gone out of him. When he heard the voice of his word coming in the cool of the day, Adam ran. Why is he hiding? He said, Adam, what have you done? Why are you running from the scriptures? Have you rejected him? That's why he said there's no remedy for anyone that rejects him. Because there's a fearful waiting of judgment upon that soul. Don't reject the word. He is a maker. Is anyone who has partaken of him, you relate with the scriptures and turn away. He says there's such a person, he has no remedy. He has made the word of God on no effect. And yet, the scripture cannot be broken. Because the scripture is that true God. The only God. The real God. He says he is the firstborn of God. And God proved him that he raised him from the dead. He says he's the firstborn from the dead. And that by him, God shall bring all that have received him. Who was raised from the dead? The word of God. Jesus Christ. He says, if you have him, the same Christ shall bring you up. There's not another Christ coming other than the word. He says, you will appear with him. We are in glory. Please, receive this God that is being preached to us through the scriptures, as the apostle said. That if this gospel is he, it is he to those who are lost to the Bible, to the word of God. That God is not lost. God is. He is in our midst. That's why he said, where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Bible, there he is in our midst. Who is in our midst? The God of the Bible. That's whom we serve. That's whom we worship. So the elders that were gathered in fellowship bow to him. They worship he that sits on the throne. He is the one that is on the throne. Now he wants to be enthroned in our hearts, in our soul, in our mind through the revelation of his word that is being preached to us by the gospel. And so it is that when you receive him, he says you become a child of God through Christ. And Christ alone, because he is the firstborn of the Father.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.